Okay, Parshat Chayisar, Chayisar, page Tezayin. Okay, even though it says this mime is connected to the Pasuk Avram Zokin Baba Yom. Okay, so he says, Lahavin in my Shamir Azal, to understand what Chazal tell us, Yafa Shachas with the Mishnah, Peki Yavis says, Yafa Shachas with Shuvah Maisim Tevim Beilam Azeh, that one hour, literally, or turning of Shuvah Maisim Tevim in this world is better than the whole Eilam Abba. So, we need to understand the Leitachas Tshuva Maisim Tevim. The whole purpose of Tshuva Maisim Tevim is Mehem Nasa Levushel Neshama. That through this, the Neshama gets garments. Shetuchal Yehanes Meziv Hashchina Bolam Abba. Luchera, we know that the purpose of Torah Mitzvahs in this world, like Dalt Rebbe says in Tanya, the Torah we learn in this world becomes the food for the Neshama in Gan Eden. The mitzvahs we do in this world becomes the garments of the Neshama Gan Eden. So seemingly, the whole purpose of Tshuva Maisim Tevim is to go to Gan Eden. And here we're saying that Tshuva Maisim Tevim in this world is better than the whole Olam Haba. Well, Kamayim, like it says, and the Pasuk in the Zeh of Avram, Zokim Bo Bayomim, that Avram, all coming in days, B'inyun Yeman Eloyim, in those days of above, meaning, Vailuhu Gavra. Woe is to the person, the God of Yemen L'Ela, when he ruins the days from above, the Kadbayin Labo Shalei, when he's going to need it to dress up. Bin Yemen Pogam Chosle Ma'olavusha Kanal. So if he wastes the day, he's going to, like we spoke last night, he's going to waste a garment that the Neshama will have in Gan Eden. So the obvious question is, how can we say Tshuva Maisim Tevim in this world is greater than Olam Haba, when seemingly the whole purpose of Tshuva Maisim Tevim is to go to Olam Haba? She says, the Inyan is like this. The Inyan Ziv HaShechina B'Olam Haba, the ray of the Shechina in Olam Haba, Ein Ekmeis Pashtas Chayis HaLokus B'Seich HaOlamis, is not like the revelation, the manifestation of godliness in these worlds. K'mesh HaKos, like it says, Va'ata mechayes kulam. We say it's a pasuk. We say in davening. Va'ata mechayes kulam. You give life to everything. Shachayes alukos hamislabet b'teicha olmin. That this godliness which is in the worlds ain't a musig v'nira, is not grasped or seen or felt. In other words, there's alukos in this world, but we don't see it. We don't feel it. K'moshos pashtas zechayes al neshama teicha guf. It's like the revelation, the manifestation of the effect of the neshama in the body. Yeah? There's no question that when the neshama comes into the eyes it sees, and to the ears it hears, and mouth it talks, and hands it writes, whatever. But vada achayis ruchni neshayach klal shibah gamki neshalkas achayis l'chalokim. You can't say that when the neshama is alive, right? A person's alive. So therefore, the neshama can see and can talk and hear and all those things. You can't say that the power of the neshama is divided into the seeing level and the hearing level. You can't say that ruchnius that is divided based on physical things. You can't say that. It's like we gave the mushroom of the battery. You can't say the battery has a flashlight option and a toy option and a light option, whatever. It doesn't work like that. He says, in Ruchnius, you can't have any division. Hine, what? One second. Hine, Yispailas, Achayla, Veivodim, Nika, Venir. But the way the Neshama is functioning in the body, that's noticeable. You see the way the power of sight sees and so on. But the essence of the neshama in the nir of a nikkel cloud is not at all noticeable. Meaning, when you see a neshama functioning in a body, in the various limbs, right? We see the functioning of the neshama. What the essence of the neshama is, we have no idea. We just know the way the neshama functions.
When it reveals
itself, functions. But what it is, we have no idea. So if you're talking about godliness, giving life and existence to the world. Okay, you can't say that in the godliness that gives existence to the world, there is a limited, you know, earth, heaven, inanimate plant. You can't say that. Derech Moshel. Hachayis mechaveh sidu kadosh shemen kadosh shemayim. Like the chayis that gives to the ball of the heaven, meaning earth, yeah? But vade lo yitokhin leimad, you can't say that the spiritual godliness that's in the world is circular. The chayis that gives the life, the existence of Hashem in the world, yeah? So when it gives chayis to the earth, which is round, are you going to say the godliness that gives life to the world is round and to the square it's square? You can't say that. What is it? It says, what happens is, remember like we learned the other day, colorless water in a red glass looks red. It's not red. The chayis of Alokus that comes to give life to the round earth, let's say, is not round because the vessel is round. When it comes into the vessel, it's round. But to say that the chayis is red, green, yellow, or a square, or perpendicular, whatever, it doesn't exist. Even though the chayis of Alokus comes in it, the chayis itself is not at all limited in time and place. Again, the best marshal that we can understand very simply is a battery. A battery is power. When it comes in to make a light somewhere, you can't say that, the battery is now light. It comes in based on the vessel. That's what the life is giving. In other words, there's one, so to speak, simplistic life. Based on the vessel, that's what it's going to be. If it's red, it's red. If it's green, it's green. If it's purple, it's purple. But that doesn't mean the water, so to speak, is these different colors. If something is circular versus square, it doesn't mean the chayis that comes into it is circular versus square. It's one simplistic power of chayis. When it comes into something circular, it looks circular. It looks red. It looks square, whatever it may be.
It's the same with the nutrient, food nutrient that goes to different parts of body different things.
The godliness that comes into a carrot versus a tomato or an apple versus a pear, that doesn't mean in that chayis aliki there's a pear. Remember, like you said before, the other mimer, you plant something in the ground, yeah, you plant an apple seed, out comes an apple tree. You plant an apple seed, you don't get a tomato. Now, does that seed look like an apple, taste like an apple? No. In fact, the seed, in order to grow the apple, has to rot, has to germinate. Which means, it's just like but this is it. This is the keli that the power of vegetation that the Torah gave it, tachi ordas decha, let the earth sprout out vegetation. This power that the earth has to grow things, is based on the keli that you put in. You put in an apple seed, you're going to get an apple. You put in a pear, you're going to get a pear. You put in a tomato, you get a tomato.
Who creates the keli?
Hashem created the keli. That's no, because when he created an apple,
the whole thing is
Eino. Yeah, that's it, man. The whole chassidus is to accomplish Eino, but that's what every aspect of chassidus is about. But the Eibishter made it that one apple tree produces seeds that can create another apple seed for eternity. For eternity. One second, that's another inyan chassidus brings out. It says in the Gemara Yerushalmi in different places. There's kayamim be'ish and kayamim be'min. There are things in the world that exist, the thing itself exists. And this, or the other thing is, kayamim be'min means a species exists. For instance, the sun, moon, stars is the same sun, moon, and stars that was there from day one. It's not that the sun reproduced and now there's other suns. Same sun, kayamim be'ish, means the thing itself is existing from the beginning of creation. Then you have kayamim be'min. Mankind exists from the beginning of creation, but it's not the same Adam Rishon. He reproduced. So most things in the world something is in the world like mountains and earth, and that was there from day one. Kayam and Beish. Kayam and Bimin means the species exists, but it's not the original species. This brings out two levels of godliness. There's a level of godliness that's so powerful, eternal, and everything. The thing itself is still there. It's not changeable at all. And then there's a level of godliness that's eternal, but it goes through a process. These are all different revelations of godliness. What did you want? Okay. So he says, the pasuk says, "Moli chol aretz kvedei," that God permeates the whole world with His glory. And Targum, what we say this in the Volotzian, "Ziv yikare," a ray of His greatness, which is "Rag ziv ispash the saodel belvad." It's only a manifestation. So one place, and this is a question that the Rebbe is going to ask us all over Chassidus. One pasuk says, "Moli chol aretz kvedei," which is a ray of the Shechina. Not the Shechina itself, right? Ziv HaShechina. Uksiv, yet another pasuk says, Es HaShemayim Ves HaAretz Ani Molei. I fill the heaven and earth. I is not my ray. I is me. So the question is, one pasuk says, Hashem's ray permeates the world. Another pasuk says, Hashem's essence permeates. Which one is it? So he says, V'in Yishneim Em, is both are true. In the place that you realize you find God's greatness, there you find His humility. Meaning, in the place where you find Hashem's greatness, there you see His humility. What does that mean? Not like the world thinks. That the greatness of Hashem is Yisbarach Mechaya Kol Olam. Some people think that the greatness of Hashem is, wow, look at the universe He creates. Right? That's what he said, Adrabba. That is Yerida G'dayla Etzla Yisbarach. That is a descent. Why? Mashed Mashbel Es Atmei Umislabish Tech Kola Alma Lachiesim Ulokaima. He says, where you, he heard out there, there's a lot of different definitions in Chassidus of this Maimer Chazal. In the place where you find Hashem's greatness, there you find His humility. Here he says, in a place where people think God is great, this is the greatness of Hashem, it really, it's His humility, it's a descent for Hashem. This that Hashem creates finite worlds is a descent. Hashem is above infinite and finite. Now He's giving existence to finite worlds. He said, that's not a greatness of Hashem. That's descent of Hashem. And this that we say in davening, v'atam mechayes kulam, it's a pasuk, but you give existence to everything. That's not a praise for Hashem that you give existence to the world. Ein cheker, because His greatness there is no seeking. And His understanding, there's no limits. So what's the praise of Hashem then? In davening, we're praising Hashem. So he said, what's the shvach? So what's the praise of Hashem? The praise of Hashem is v'chinas hanava shalei, in His humility, that He could lower Himself. In other words, the greatness of Hashem that we're praising is not the fact that Hashem creates worlds, because that's it's only Hu Amar Vayehi. Bidvar Hashem Shemayim Nas. Everything was made one word out of Hashem's mouth. What is the praise of Hashem? That even though He's so super great, He's so infinite, He's able to create finite also. So what's the praise of that? Because in order for infinite to create finite, like we learned many times, you got to be above both. So the greatness is not that He's finite, that He's creating finite worlds. The greatness is that He's so great, and yet He's able to lower Himself into a finite level. That's the greatness. Or in other places, it uses similar mashal. The greatness of a genius is not that he's a genius. The greatness of a genius is that he can lower himself to teach simple people the depth of the concept. That's the greatness of the person. That he's genius. He's a genius. What's the greatness of a genius? He was born that way. What's the greatness of a genius? When he's able to relate to simple kids, simple people. Okay, but here, the Alter Rebbe is going to say something now that we learned differently in many places, but the Alter Rebbe himself is going to explain this. That's the essence of Hashem. He says, all the world is only a ray that's really a descent. So what's Gan Eden? Gan Eden is, you understand, you really understand the essence of Hashem in a revealed form. Now, normally we learn just the opposite, but this is what Alter Rebbe is going to explain. That Olam Haba is only a ray of the Shekhinah. When you do Torah Mitzvahs, you have the essence of the Shekhinah. So that's why this world is greater. And that's how the paradox of the Mishnah is answered. Because many Mepharshim struggle with it. In the same Mishnah, it says, one hour of Torah Mitzvah, Tshuva Maisim Tevim in this world, is better than the Olam Haba. And the next line, the Mishnah says, at 1 second of bliss in Olam Haba is better than this whole world. So which one's better? The Mishnah says, one tshuva maizim tevim in this world is better than Olam Haba. And then he said, one hour of bliss in Olam Haba is better than this world. So this is what Alter Rebbe is explaining. If you're talking about essence you get when you do tshuva maizim tevim. You connect to the essence, mitzvah, the essence. You're talking about revelation? Revelation of God is in Gan Eden, not here. Olam Haba, not here.
The essence is higher than revelation.
Revelation is only a revelation of the essence. Of course essence is higher. But if you're talking about what you feel, that's the... It has a more tangible feeling, that's Olam Haba. It's a ray. It's only a ray, but you feel it. So what's better, to feel the ray or to have the essence that you don't feel? Now, Chias HaMesim is both together. Then the essence is revealed and you feel it. The Malar is Deus Hashem. Day means not only understanding, but feeling. The whole world will be feeling the essence of Elokus. That's the whole concept of Mashiach. That's what the whole purpose of creation is. Dira v'tachdein. Dira latzmusei. The essence of Hashem will be revealed in this world. When? Ches HaMesim. The whole Aveda, we spoke Shabbos in the afternoon. The whole Aveda is to get this one.
What does it mean we feel it? We don't have a body, hands, eyes, or feel anything. It's the neshama that's
going to feel it. Okay. Let's say you like to do somebody a favor. Yeah? People like to do people favors. When they do it, they feel good. Yeah? They have a pleasure. Yes. Now, what does that mean? The hand feels good. The foot feels good. What feels good? No, when you eat, your stomach feels good. Your throat feels good.
Yes.
Okay. But when you do something like a favor to somebody, what feels it?
I don't know that for you.
Okay, you like music? I don't know. You like music? The neshama, a person has pleasure from music. What feels it? That's the neshama thing.
Like
to sit. That's the ultimate.
The neshama feels it.
The neshama feels it. Like the Gemara says, Reach, much with neshama in the Hennesbay. The body doesn't get pleasure from smell. The neshama does.
At that level, we cannot be an entity.
We can be
an entity.
At that level, we are an entity.
We cannot.
But the entity is Elokus.
We cannot. Therefore, we cannot have an entity.
What do you mean entity? The ultimate entity. What's the ultimate entity?
When it reveals itself, we cannot exist.
Yeah, that's Chias HaMesim. The essence is going to be revealed. Remember we learned at the beginning, Tzimtzum Rishon was because there's such a great level of godliness, the world couldn't exist. So you had to do removal. Remember? Okay. So how could that level be by Chias HaMesim?
Because
But Chesed Mason, that level is going to be revealed. Kedem Atzimtzum. Yeah? How could the world exist then if it didn't exist at the beginning? So the answer is, Torah Mitzvahs refine the neshama and the body and the world to such an extent that we'll be able to feel it. At the beginning of the world, there's no Torah Mitzvahs. So therefore, the world couldn't handle it. To give an incorrect mashal, it's an incorrect mashal. If you go to sleep and the light's on, you can't sleep. But if you're sleeping right and the light's on, somebody turns on the light, you don't wake up. Right? Because once you have the keli ready, then it's not going to bother you. Before you have the keli, before you're sleeping, the light bothers you. Okay. So now he says like this. And so now basically the Alter Rebbe is saying that in Gan Eden, you have the revelation of the, like he uses the Atmos for Atmos. You know, the essence of Elokus. He says, how is it possible? How is it possible that a neshama, which is a limited emanation of Hashem, how is it possible which is not at all in a limited form? So right away he says, after neshama, okay, but the neshama is a part of Hashem. But he said, oh, this is a very interesting, famous Alter Rebbe, these next few lines. He says, when a person produces seed to create a baby, yeah? Where does the seed originate from? From the brain. That's why children can give birth. So he says like this. So therefore, where does this physical semen come from? From the brain. So he says, well, the medical will let you figure out later. So you talk in Leimer, you can't say that when the seed was still in the brain, it was gashmius. You can't say that the seed that the father produces from the brain was physically in the brain. Why? Then every time you produce seed, then the brain should get smaller. If it's a physical thing, so the Alter Rebbe says, it's interesting, how does it work? And that is all hakachainik. Ach be'emes, it says like this, hascholos hamshechosim min ha'mayach u'kayachruchni levad. When the seed leaves the brain, the semen that produced by the brain, it's spiritual. Ala achakar b'shtalshe siyidos derechut ha'shedra, when it comes down the spine to where it has to go, Nishtanis v'nasa tipa gashmis, that has become physical. The Alter Rebbe says, when the zera leaves the brain, it's still ruchnius. When does it become physical? When it comes down the spine to go where it has to go, that's when it becomes gashmius.
Does that mean the brain is spiritual?
It's not the physical, we're not talking about the physical brain. The brain doesn't do anything. Physical brain that's dead doesn't do anything. Talking about the Kerech and the Shema that's in the brain. Yeah.
It's the Shema part of the brain.
A dead body can't create seed.
Not dead, a living person.
But that's because of the Shema. Again. But Dafke in the Mayach. So again, it's Ord in the Keli. It doesn't produce it by writing. It doesn't produce it by like anything else. Just like any limb, seeing is Dafke in the eye. So the production of seed is in the brain. But when it leaves the brain, it's still Ruchnius. It doesn't become Gashmis until it comes down through the spine. And he says, okay, now derech moshul. So now the Alter Rebbe is telling this. How can a neshama, which is limited, understand this super great level of Gan Eden? So he says like this. The neshama is a part of Hashem, but the neshama is still limited. Therefore, kacha derech moshul, ik eshon shebechin esalukus mamish. Yeah, the neshama is chelok alokam imam mamish, where it originates from. It becomes a separate entity. Meaning like this, when the Alter Rebbe says at the beginning of Perek Beis of Tanya, Nefesh Hashenis b'Yisrael, Hichela kolakam imal mamish, there's a number of interpretations. What does the word mamish mean? The Rebbe brings on two interpretations. It's brought down in all the Biyurim. Mamish means it's actually a part of God. Mamish, you know, like you say, it is really a part of Hashem. And another explanation, chelek alaka mimal mamish, means it becomes mamoshes, it becomes tangible. That means that the Rebbe is speaking about the neshama, its way it's coming down into the body, so over there it becomes limited. This that we say, chelek alaka mimal mamish, is not the neshama coming into the body. The neshama coming into the body, then it becomes yesh v'davruf ne'atzma. Therefore, it's possible that the neshama could sin. That's the mile of Torah. The Torah can never become tamei, and therefore, when the pasuk says in Vayikra nefesh ki sechta, so over there the expression nefesh ki sechta, if a person sins, they have to bring this and this carbon, you know, depending on the aveda. So the Zayah says nefesh ki sechta tova. It's a wonder. It's not a statement. Simply, the pasuk means nefesh ki sechta. If a person is going to sin, so you have to bring this and this and this carbon. So why does it say nefesh? It's also funny. It should say ish ki yachta, whatever, like all the other psukim over there. So the Zohar says, nefesh ki sechta is a question mark. How is it possible that nefesh ki sechta, how could a nefesh sin? Tvor, it's a wonder. What's the answer? It's very simple. Because the neshama is in the body now. And because the neshama is in the body, it's not the same level of chelek alokami malmamish. Now, obviously, to make it clear right away, the yechidah shebenefesh is still there. But that's not the level of the neshama that's in the body. Nefesh, ruach, neshama are in the body. Chai yechidah makifim. So therefore, a person could sin. In nefesh, ruach, neshama, in your midas, in your seichel, okay, in your actions, you could sin. Nefesh is action, ruach, midas, and neshama is seichel. In those parts of the neshama, you can take a sin. When? Not when the neshama is in Gan Eden. When the neshama comes into the person. So therefore the question is, Imkein, Ech tuchol lahasig mosvatzim selukus. So the Alter Rebbe is going back now to his original question. If the neshama is a limited being, and we're saying Gan Eden is the real mohus of the revelation of the essence of Hashem, that's what Gan Eden is. So l'cheira, how can the neshama understand that in Gan Eden? Neshama is a limited being. If it's a limited being, you can't understand it.